Hello, hello, hello. This is Asa Laveau, your proudly, divinely queer host of the Entrepreneur Show with Asa Laveau. I am ecstatic that you have made the decision to join us today. So today is going to be all about accountability. How in the world can you, the entrepreneur, the person that identifies in the LGBTQIA plus space, how can you actually be accountable to the goals that you have for your business? You might already be saying, okay, Asa, accountability, that's not a really sexy word. That's not sexy at all. I'm here because I want to learn how to make more money. What can you teach me right now? Or what can this show give me to do that? How can I be seen? How can I have more deposits into the account? Well, I'm here to tell you that those things happen when an element of accountability is real for you. I can say that in my own life that I've always had to have something that kept me accountable. Accountability could look like your child. I have a child, so sometimes he definitely was the source of accountability. Sometimes my mother, who was real big, she'd be saying something like, Asa, so I thought you were going to, you know, do this. Are you not going to do it now? What's up with that? Sometimes it's a really good friend. And sometimes you find yourself in these moments of no one, like your child isn't there at the moment. A lover might not be there at the moment. A friend may not be there at the moment. And you need something somehow to manufacture accountability. And so that's what our guest today is going to be sharing with us. You may already know of this person because of their work with a national brand. You may not, but if you don't, I'm going to definitely give you time to learn more about them. So without further ado, I'd like to bring onto the show Natalie DeMary. How are you?
How's it going, Asa? Natalie here. Excited to be here.
I'm so happy that you said yes to being on the show. I definitely appreciate it. But before we do anything else, I would like for you to tell the audience how you identify, what pronouns you use, because I feel like that's an important thing.
Yeah, so I'm transgender. I use she, her. And okay. I am also intersex and bisexual.
Got it. So before we even move on, you said that you are intersex and bisexual. That may be a new possibility for some people, that someone could say they could be two things within the sphere of LGBTQIA+. So could you, not in a way that the responsibility of learning falls on your shoulders, but just to let someone know, what could that look like to be two different things within? Because a lot of people may not have that reality for them.
Yeah, so I'm not an expert on the medical knowledge as far as this goes, but I know that when you're a transgender, you actually have a higher likelihood of having some sort of intersex condition. And mine is Mosaic Klinefelter syndrome, which is not one of the more extreme ones. In fact, I honestly didn't even know until I got tested in my early to mid 20s that I had it. But it's just, it's really interesting. It's something that I noticed when I discovered physical changes in my body. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a symptom of Mosaic Klinefelter's, is that you essentially can go through a second puberty in your mid-20s or so, usually earlier 20s. And so, okay. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, all of us that are listening now, we can use that bit of information and we can ourselves go and look more into it. I never want anyone to feel as though they now have to be like the poster child or something. So, before we get into the accountability part, about the different things that you have been a part of, in life, as in business, and all those different things, I have a couple of questions that I would like to ask you. And so, first one is, I would like for you to finish this sentence. I pretty much always...
I pretty much always know who you need to talk to, even if it's not me to help you. My network, there are people who specialize in everything for all levels of business. So whatever you need, just ask me and I can point you in the right direction.
Oh, so you would you say that you are a connector?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. A lot of people do not know how to connect and connect well without one party or another feeling as though they're being used or or just being the wrong connection. So that's great that you know how to do that. Okay, so the next question. What's your biggest success so far?
My biggest success? I would say my biggest success is making it to today. Because several years ago, I struggled with depression and I was on the verge of homelessness. I had a master's degree. No one would hire me. I never really knew, thought I would be an entrepreneur. I was struggling being one at the time in financial services, but I really did not enjoy it. I didn't like real estate, which I also tried. So, but here I am. Somehow I learned digital advertising and marketing. And now everything is going much, much better.
That
and other than that, that's a little negative, but a more positive one. Well, maybe not positive, because in a way that first one is positive. But other than that, another big success is I was invited to be on the advisory board for South by Southwest, which was an honor and a privilege. And even though it was canceled, I'm hoping to be back next year.
So are you still on the advisory board?
Well, the advisory board basically entails voting on panel and presentation applicants. So we did that this past summer. And there are many boards, by the way. The one that I was on was for the marketing and branding track of the conference, of the business conference.
Got it. Now, what do you have to do, because there may be some people that are listening to us right now and saying, you know what, something along those lines, eventually being seen by a large brand like South by Southwest, so that they can come to me and take what I know, what I do, and have some type of alignment there. So if someone's listening to that, to this, and saying that, what process, what steps did it take for you to actually get to a level where you're on the advisory board for South by Southwest?
Well, the number one way to get what you want in life is to ask for it. And in order to ask for it, you have to know people. And in order to know people, you have to posture yourselves to know people.
Yes.
And it's not just about who you know, it's about who knows you.
Exactly.
And that's
very right.
So I would say put yourself out there, you know, be consistent. It's not about like working really, really hard when you're feeling like you want to put yourself and your business out there and then like being lazy the next few days. Just a little bit of work every day on you and your business. And that's all it takes.
Great. So as far as, okay, even we're going to pivot a little bit. We're still going to get to where I want to talk to you about accountability. Especially with the thing that you have available right now with you and your business partner. But before we get there, someone may be listening, because we know that right now we are living through being quarantined, following guidance of social distancing. And so someone may be listening and saying, Asa, Natalie, I don't really get how I could get in front of people if I can't actually get in front of people. So what could they be doing now in order to make those connections, have not just know people, but have people know them, as you said earlier? How could they do that now?
Well, yeah, certainly a lot of businesses are struggling nowadays, especially local physical location businesses. So right now, it's what I've been doing personally, because a lot of my clients are these types of businesses, is I've been focusing on creating content and creating systems and just being creative in general, and just using the time for when all this is over to be way ahead of the curve than where I was before this started. So I'd recommend the same to you. And if you're already an expert in whatever it is you do, and you've got plenty of content and plenty, and maybe you're not a creative, maybe your business is more service-based, and you outsource all this kind of stuff to people like me who are marketers, even so, it's never too early to start planning what you want to do in the future.
Good. Thank you for that, because that is the real reality for a lot of people, that they just don't know what to do at the moment. So you guys heard that. Go out there, make some connections while you might be at home all by yourself. Get off Netflix and actually start making things happen for yourself. So tell me a little bit, please, about how you see accountability.
So here's how I see accountability. Without accountability, you could spend millions of years Google searching things to try and make yourself successful. And I'm sure that you would be successful, but it would take so much longer than if you had a blueprint for success or some sort of partner to hold you accountable, make you stay on track, but also point you in the right direction when you needed to. Because when you use Google, the information is only curated to the point, or it's only curated to the extent that you know how to curate it. So if you're inexperienced, if you're just getting started, then you don't even know what questions to ask necessarily. So how can you possibly know which direction is the right direction?
Right, because when you Google, you kind of don't know what you don't know. And so exactly. When you do put a Google search, it may not be as refined. Okay, so I get that. Now, after going through your bio and looking you up online, I found out that you had spent some time in the military. And because I spent 18 years in the military, going from E1 to a captain, I understand what that life is like. And so what I would like to know for you to share with us is, how did you experience accountability within the military, and maybe how that has lingered with you all these years?
Yeah, so the military is very different than being an entrepreneur in some ways. In some ways, it's similar in terms of having that discipline and that leadership. However, with the military, it's kind of there are SOPs, and it's like that for everyone, and you don't make them. You definitely don't make them. It's kind of a one-size-fits-all to some extent. As an entrepreneur or a business owner, you're a little bit more creative and what you can and can't do, how you want to go about things. But the military definitely gave me structure and discipline, and definitely leadership. I also went from, E2 to captain in the past 10 years. I'm an officer in the Texas Army National Guard, and still in just 1 week and a month for drill. But yeah, it's been a great experience for me.
Good. So can you remember one time throughout that 10-year span that accountability was like the key, that something actually happened for you? So maybe it was another officer, maybe it was a sergeant that actually kept you focused, kept you accountable for a successful thing to take place. Do you have a story like that?
Oh, for sure. After commissioning through ROTC, graduating with my for my undergraduate degree, I was a brand new lieutenant at a brand new unit. I didn't know anyone. I was new to being an officer, and the second month of being there, I was told that I had to go be the officer in charge of a weapons range, shooting M16s. And what that basically meant was just like planning the whole event, making sure everything was done for that. And at the time I was a little bit overwhelmed because, well, I had been to many ranges as a soldier. I didn't know the first thing about planning for one. So my platoon sergeant, he'd been in the military more than 20 years, he's very experienced. He kind of took me under his wing. And even though technically I was his boss, as it works in the military, the enlisted non-commissioned officers are the ones with all the experience, and they kind of provide mentorship to the brand new officers. Mm-hmm. And so having him to sort of guide me along this path of making sure I was successful in planning and running this range was crucial. And if he had not been there, I would have failed 100%.
Got it. So you definitely understand what it takes as far as having that relationship and that trust factor to even be accountable to someone, because I really feel like that's one aspect of accountability that some people don't always remember, is that there is a trust factor. If you don't trust someone that they have your well-being at hand, then the likelihood of you being accountable to them or them adding some aspect of accountability for you is just not going to work.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so as you progress through the military, being successful in your business to the point of getting to the advisory board of South by Southwest, why would you look back towards people who are just now getting started in business, or maybe been a few years in and haven't reached all their goals yet? Why would you take time to create something for them instead of just keeping your head straight up or forward to the goal that you have? I'm always interested in why someone would do that.
You know, looking back and saying how I've gotten where I've gotten, I do have some regrets. I have some regrets in that I wasted so much time and money and energy going about things the wrong way, trying things that in retrospect, like, were obviously not the right things, not the things that I should have been focusing on or prioritizing. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason why I want to help other people who are brand new, just starting out. Another reason is I want to help the community. I want to help other LGBT entrepreneurs out there, since I think there aren't a lot of us representing the entrepreneurial space. And so it's primarily dominated by youngish, heterosexual white guys, in my experience at least. So it'd be cool to have a little bit more diversity.
And I am here with that. I am definitely, definitely understanding what you mean as far as what outwardly the entrepreneurial sphere is made up of, or maybe not made up of, because according to statistics, I've realized that Black women entrepreneurs are one of the highest growing segments of the population that are actually getting into entrepreneurship. So even though the stats are one thing, who is put out in the forefront is something totally different. So thank you for acknowledging that. So I want to make sure, I want to be respectful of your time. So I really now just want to know, how do you do it? How do you have a program set up to help people be accountable? Like, what is this program that you've built? What does it entail, and how can people say yes to it?
Yeah, so up until this point, I've had 4 mentors myself, getting to where I am. I own a digital advertising agency. It's all 100% outsourced. I spend very little of my time on it. And since I've had all this free time, I've started doing local consulting for tech startups in the Austin, Texas area. Just marketing, consulting, 1 hour a week with them. And I'm working with my business partner to create this, well, the course is already created, and we are helping new business owners and entrepreneurs with their accountability and guiding them to success in 90 days.
90 days? Is that like a guarantee?
It's kind of a conservative estimate. A lot of people get there faster.
Okay.
So, but by 90 days, you're definitely, if your business is complicated and you're struggling with certain things, like, you're going to have everything worked out within 90 days guaranteed.
So what type of things, in your experience with your clients, has people come to you and your business partner to help them be accountable?
I would say the three things would be people just wanting a blueprint for success. Like, they know what they do, they know how to do it, but they don't know, maybe there are a few things they're stuck on, like where their audience is, how to communicate with them and like get them interested. Other people, it might be they know who their audience is and they're good at talking to them and convincing them, but the actual service that they're providing, they need a little bit of help with. And these are more digital entrepreneurs, like new marketers who aren't super up to standards on how to do these things. So we help with both. And how this works is there is a course, 10 modules, and it goes over copywriting, it goes over a variety of things. And so you have access to this course, and this is supplemented by the weekly calls for 90 days to just guide you and apply this to your own business. And this is one-on-one. It's not like a group call.
And that was going to be my next question. Were the calls one-on-one or were they group? So thank you for answering that before I even asked it. Okay, so now I get it. Now, for those of you who are listening, like we said in this conversation, Natalie and I said in the conversation, accountability is key. Accountability will take you from being pissed off, frustrated, perplexed, to a place of clarity and a place of movement that actually makes a difference. So you're not just being busy. So I am saying to you now that if you're listening, don't just wait. Natalie is here. She definitely told you about how she's going from the military, being on an advisory board, and how she sees accountability. So it only makes sense to me, it only makes sense that you just say yes. That's it. Might as well just go all in and work with her business partner, to see what they can do for you in 90 days, conservatively. Now, Natalie, how can they reach out to you? How can they find you?
So I'll have a link for you to check out this program, and then I'll also have a link for you to reach out to me on LinkedIn if you want to connect with me.
Okay, what are those links?
So let me get them real quick.
Just in case someone is like ready right now while they're hearing you and they don't want to go to the show notes, because I know what that's like too.
So my LinkedIn is linkedin.com/in/NatalieThr7ve. That is my personal LinkedIn profile. Feel free to add me, send me a message so that I know it's not spam, and I will accept you.
Great.
And then for the link, sorry, I didn't have this prepared because I didn't even know that it was live.
No, you're fine. So you're fine. So what I'll do for the link, for those of you who are interested in working with Natalie, you can go to her LinkedIn and connect with her there, or go ahead and go to the show notes, because once you guys actually hear this, I can bet I will have the link in the show notes, because I'm that fast. So don't worry about that at all. You will get this if you desire to. So Natalie, as we're wrapping up, what's a message that you would give to a queer identified entrepreneur, someone that's LGBTQIA+, who's in the entrepreneurial field? what, based on your experiences, what is something that you would say to them in order for them to either get started or keep going?
I would say that you are not your doubts. Your doubts are imagined. They don't exist. You created them, but they don't exist. So if you have any doubts about what you're doing, about you being successful, just throw all that away because it's fake. The reality is possibility is everywhere. And it's up to you to seek it. So I think that mindset is key because a lot of people struggle with these hang-ups just mentally. And I want to segue this into something I forgot to mention earlier. But this program that my business partner Cody and I offer actually starts out module one with mindset. We get people on track. We help them with maybe limiting beliefs that they might have. And because without this foundational mindset for success, you don't have integrity in what you're trying to achieve. Right. And without integrity, nothing works.
Understand. I have to say that that's probably the most simple and profound statement I have heard in a while. You are not your doubts. I've never heard that put that way. So thank you for that. Wow, you are not your doubts. I agree with that, and it makes me excited to remember that for myself. I think no matter what level any one of us has reached, there's always something that we look at and we're like, oh, can I really do that? Is it really real for me? You just have to remember, you are not your doubts. Even when you're doing something that's not even business-wise, even if you want to approach someone that you're attracted to, or you want to, let's say you want to mend a broken relationship with a family member, and you're having doubts about that, you have to remember, you are not your doubts. I just really love that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I love it too.
That was good. So, for those of you who have been listening, I'm so thankful that you have been here the entire time. My intent is that you have definitely enjoyed the co-created experience that you've heard thus far. Please, 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 please rate the show. We would love a 5-star rating, but if we did not deserve a 5-star rating in this moment, please write a review. Let us know what I can do to ensure, what we can do to ensure that we get a 5-star rating of yours on next time. Please go to the show notes to find out how exactly you can work with Natalie. And as always, I am Asa Laveau. Dreams and blessings.
Thank you, Asa. Thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
You're most welcome. So glad you were here.